with over 200 reported cases of racism and other racial discrimination last year alone, both in the UK and overseas, where the England under 21 team was abused in Serbia, sparkling outrage during the European under 21 games. Many claim these issues start at the grassroots level, where there are no regulations and are much tougher to handle. This report highlights the ugly face of a beautiful game.
Oh, and we have a
personal foul.
Racism in football has been a long-fighting and somewhat political issue for a sport which aims to unite. But apart from the political rife, those inspired by the game face a hard and bitter battle to succeed. Surprisingly, racism is a dominant foe at the grassroots level, leaving many youths discouraged or traumatized. Let's listen to Terence Smith's story, who as a youth was discouraged from pursuing a football career as a result of racist abuse.
I've gone out of my comfort zone area, I say, and gone to Gravesend and various areas, and I've got caught up in I've been actually called the N-word, and it wasn't tackled, no one knew how to address it, and they just saw me as the aggressor at the time. And from there it kind of put me off playing football. I didn't really like it. Nothing else being done at all, even on the top levels in Premiership, we don't see it. It's bigger than just kicking a ball around. It's a psychological game if you can put off the other opponent. So in that mix, that's where the racism can come into effect. Because it put me off my game. They done well, innit? They actually got me off the pitch. I didn't play. They ended up winning the game. It worked.
But how confident is a prospective footballer, 19-year-old Ike Campbell, about racism and the future of the game? Ike, as a young black player, how confident are you that race issue become a thing of the past in football?
I think I'm quite concerned because looking at things that have happened recently with, like, you know, Ashley Cole, John Terry and so on, Suarez and so on, you kind of just, if you're going through the ranks and you're a football enthusiast, you kind of have to think to yourself, do you really want to be in that environment where there's this constant threat and it's on a big stage, everyone knows about football, it's a world sport, so you kind of have to think to yourself, I really want to go there.
Meantime, organisations such as Kick It Out, campaigning against racism in football, said, often, apart from the bantering amongst teammates, if someone feels they're being offended on various grounds is another matter.
But if you begin to abuse people based on the colour of skin, their religion, their sexual orientation, and that alone, that becomes a completely different conversation.
Speaking of conversation and the difference, are professionals such as the coaches, in particular grassroots, are they doing enough?
We see some really good work going on in the grassroots community. We also see situations where issues like diversity, discrimination, equality are not really treated in the way that perhaps we would like here at Kick It Out. You know, the emphasis is on competition, the emphasis on winning, you know, the emphasis is on bringing players through and succeeding. And then you can define success in a different number of ways, but I think coaches and managers have a really big responsibility, mm-hmm. because if they're taking 30, 40 kids every week, teaching the basics of the game, well, actually they should use that time, they should try and find time within that hour to teach them how to be tolerant, how to be respectful, how to act with humility, how to act gracefully, how to have a good attitude.
Mutual respect.
A mutual respect.
But how do those who fall victim feel about this?
People come watch football, love that team, and the same people aggress those black people.
But as footballers going to another country and dealing with racism, I believe it's like a footballer's job. It's like a job.
It shouldn't be an issue what race you are. Whether you're black, white, Asian, mixed race, they're just plainly missing the ball.
Let's hope the next time we hear this, that will eradicate racism in football. Omar C. Richards reporting for Vox Radio.